6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceamanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceamanywaters.org.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and it's going to be open lines at 1-877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524. But this morning I wanted to talk about Dr. Mengele's vaccine. I like that term. I think we need to start using the techniques that the other side does. They create new words all the time. Have you ever noticed how they talk about the BRIC nations? 3 months ago, you never heard the term. The BRIC nations, of course, are Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They're the nations that the elite are intentionally planning on transferring America's manufacturing to. They are to become the major manufacturing centers of the world. I mean, certainly two in Asia, actually three in Asia, and one in South America. But this is to become where the wealth is to be transferred, the manufacturing is to be transferred, and they've created the word. Well, we need to begin talking about the Kevorkian health care bill. We need to talk about Dr. Mengele's vaccine, because, of course, I'm deeply concerned about the so-called swine flu epidemic that threatens our society. And if you read the articles, why they will tell you that we have to go ahead and give this vaccine without trying it. After all, you know, it's an experimental vaccine. We don't know whether it's going to work or not. But we've got to give it because thousands of people might die if the virus mutates and becomes more virulent. That's why we've got to give an untried, untested, experimental vaccine that could kill literally millions of people or destroy the lives of millions of people. But we've got to give it without trying or the vaccine or looking at the long-term results of using an adjuvant, squalene, which has never been approved for use here in the United States, and it's been a disaster when it's been used in the experiments. So why are they so intent at this time in history on forcing the American people to take a totally unnecessary vaccine? Why do I say it's unnecessary? Well, if you go to the World Health Organization website, you will find that as a result of this pandemic, which began early this year, so far to date, as of the 31st of July, 1,154 people have died throughout the entire world, not just here in the United States. They claim about 400 people have died here in the United States. Of course, a lot of those were in poor health and probably died of something else, but they can always attribute it, and using those scare tactics, and believe me, they are excellent at using the scare tactics. They mold our minds, they form our tastes, they give us the suggestions, the things that we believe in, and we accept this because, of course, we're told this is reality. But there has never been a better example of a fraudulent epidemic. First of all, we are told that 36,000 people die every year of the simple influenza that we have here in the United States, although I don't believe the figure. That is what we're told year after year. Certainly, well over 2 to 3 million people die every day of malaria, which is a preventable disease, if they would allow the use of DDT in third world countries, simply spraying the rooms where people sleep, you would cut the incidence of malaria down dramatically. They found that. They found how effective it is, how safe it is, and that's why the World Health Organization recently outlawed it, because you must understand the true purpose of the World Health Organization is population control, not saving human lives. The same thing would be true for the AIDS epidemic. Certainly between 3 and 6,000 people die every single day of AIDS. A disease which is quite preventable if we use the standard and effective public health techniques that have been used with every other sexually transmitted disease, not only here in the United States, but you could use it in certainly every developed country and throughout the world. In Africa today, in South Africa, where I lived for many years, why, of course, there, you know, it is a very developed country, and they've got 40% of the adult population is now HIV infected, and they're all going to die. The same is true in Botswana. These are not, you know, just terribly backward countries. They're very well-developed English-speaking people where 41% of the pregnant women are HIV infected. They're all going to die. A direct result of the World Health Organization policies and U.S. public health policies are that believe in population control. And when you believe that is the major driving force behind going what's going on today, why would you want to take a vaccine that was untried and untested? Is it just coincidence that in June of this year in New York City, why some of the greatest advocates of population control got together, people like, well, like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and David Rockefeller and George Soros and Ted Turner and Oprah Winfrey and these people who believe in population control. And so David Rockefeller is one of the great advocates of population control. Wants to eliminate, he's financed these population control movement throughout the entire world. And of course it was David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, who wrote the Earth Charter, which is a deeply occult document. And the occultists, they want to eliminate most of the world's population. Ted Turner had talked about getting the world population down to 200 million people. Ted Turner had talked about getting the world population down to 200 million. Well, he relented and said maybe we could let 2 billion live, but they want to kill off the rest of them. Why do you think Bill Gates is spending millions of dollars to take seeds, normal seeds, from all sorts of types of different foods, and putting them up in a frozen area in the Arctic tundra in the island off the coast of one of the Scandinavian countries? Why is he doing that? Because they know they're destroying genetically our seeds here. They're going to create terrible illness, and of course, when they start in all over again, after they have killed off most of humankind, then there'll be the seeds there, and we can start all over. Have you ever wondered why they're spending all millions of dollars to have these depositories for the seeds? They know what's going on. They just don't want you to know. Why would Bill Gates, who believes in population control, be wanting to finance the vaccine programs for all those little black children and brown children throughout the world? He wants to eliminate the population. So why is he financing the vaccine program? We'll be right back. Give us a call, 1-877-254-7524.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Life as we know it is about to change. Storm clouds are on the horizon. The economy, wars, rumors of wars, the flu pandemic, rising crime, and the spirit of fear. Prepare for troublesome times with peace of mind. Terra Canyon Ranch is looking for like-minded people who love the Lord Jesus Christ and recognize the times we are in, who see the need for covenant community and a safe haven. Terra Canyon Ranch, located in southeast Colorado, 25 minutes south of Lahana on State Highway 109, is offering a very limited number of parcels, ranging from 40 to 158 acres. Nestled in the canyons of southeast Colorado, Terra Canyon Ranch is a unique safe haven. Call Jim at 719-989-8739 or log on to terracanyon.com, TerraCanon.com. Call 719-989-8739.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning. Well, it's going to be you there in the audience, so if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. At least I hope that's the new number, but anyway, give us a call. But we're talking about the Dr. Mengele's vaccine. Of course, Dr. Mengele was very well known for wanting to experiment on the people, and this is an experimental vaccine. After all, why would you put in a deadly substance like squalene, which triggers the autoimmune system in susceptible people and create terrible devastation? This is what they did during the first Gulf War back in 1991, and of course we know that at least a third of the soldiers came back with this so-called Gulf War illness. And much of this was autoimmune disease, and of course, all the myriad of symptoms from the intestinal problems to the arthritis to the mental problems, the progressive neurological diseases to the thyroiditis, all of these symptoms of autoimmune disease. And it was specifically in the people who had antibodies to squalene, and of course, the veterans who did not have antibodies to squalene did not, of course, get this terrible disease. And many of these people are incapacitated, as we pointed out. According to the Veterans Administration report, as of a year ago, January, and we have that and we make it available to any of our listeners who get any item from us, we'll be glad to send that along. At least almost 80,000 of the 690,000 people we sent, almost 80,000 of the 690,000 troops who went to the first Gulf War, and that's over 10%, are no longer living. Now, we don't want to say that we killed them. We don't want to say they're dead. Isn't it wonderful when you're a government bureaucrat so you can use words to conceal the truth? They're just no longer living. We have this Veterans Administration report, but they don't want the American people to know. These are victims of, in my estimation, of vaccine A, an experimental vaccine that was given during the first Gulf War that had devastating effects, but they couldn't tell the American people that. You wouldn't trust the government if you knew that many of the vaccines that have been given have had disastrous effects. Like, they can't tell you about the original polio vaccine, both the Sabin and the Salk vaccine that contained a cancer virus that has killed certainly millions of Americans. It was wonderful to do away with polio, but there was a simian virus 40. It came because they grew the polio vaccine at that time in the kidney of the rhesus monkey. Well, and that contained the simian virus 40. So they changed over to the green monkey, and they are still growing the polio virus, whether it be the Salk or the Sabin vaccine, in the kidneys of green monkeys, so you get all the green monkey viruses. You do not want, of course, to be actually taking viruses from other species because, it just isn't healthy for you. We have an immune system. An immune system works amazingly. It works primarily through our gut, through our intestine, and through our nasopharynx. And there, of course, the cells destroy the bacteria, or viruses, or rickettsia that are trying to get into our bodies, and That's how God designed this. But God did not design our immune system to counter something that is injected into us so that the normal immune system doesn't respond. And of course, we mobilize the antibody system so people get antibodies, but we don't develop the cell-mediated system. It is the cells that kill the bacteria and the viruses, not the antibodies. The antibodies will direct the cells there, but we do not mobilize that system, and as a result, why we don't get a normal immune response. That's why when you take a vaccine, you don't get lifelong immunity, because you get it if you get measles or you get mumps the normal way, but not when you get it the artificial way. The problem is that, of course, when you use something like the squalene, why you really stimulate the immune system. That's why they put the aluminum in, which is a deadly heavy metal. They put it in all the vaccines because it stimulates the immune system. And I suspect this may be why they put the mercury in there, although because it certainly is not put in to kill bacteria and viruses, because it doesn't work very well that way. So, but the squalene really stimulates the immune system, and what you do is then you develop autoimmune disease because you have squalene in your tissues, and now why your body begins to attack your own tissues. And there is built into our immune system a vehicle for turning that off. The only trouble is we override that, and of course then people develop these terrible autoimmune diseases for the rest of their lives. And they're going to give vaccines that can do that to the American people and people all throughout the world under the name of the terrible emergency we face, because, after all, if the virus should mutate, it could become more deadly. And if it became more deadly, it could kill hundreds of thousands of people. If you go up and Google, it's very interesting. I was there, and I simply Googled in swine flu kill millions of people. And there are articles that swine flu could kill hundreds of thousands of people. Might kill hundreds of thousands of people. Swine flu might kill millions of people. Swine flu might kill 7 million people. Swine flu could infect 2 billion people throughout the world. And what they're doing is playing games with our mind. This is a very mild form of the virus, unless, of course, it's genetically altered in the laboratory and put into the vaccines or something else, or circulated through normal channels. We know, for instance, Baxter, and you can check this out on the Internet, and I hope you will. Baxter Pharmaceutical put, you know, large amounts of the live avian deadly virus into the influenza vaccine they were going to use in Europe. They shipped millions of doses of an influenza vaccine to Europe. And suddenly the Czechoslovakian government, rather than give this immediately, gave this injected into ferrets, and all of the ferrets died. Why do they use ferrets? Because they're very close to human beings, and if the ferrets died, then the human beings would die, and all of the ferrets died. Not one, not two, but all of the ferrets that were injected died. And the Czechoslovakians checked the vaccine. They found that the live, deadly avian flu virus was there. This is a very deadly virus. It killed probably the majority of the people who contracted it, you know, certainly in the Orient. The difficulty was that the good thing was it was very, very poorly transmitted from person to person, and with all the fear that they tried to generate about the avian influenza, why, of course, it killed very, very few people, maybe at the most 117, 170. But you have to understand that this, of course, was going to be given to millions of people. It would have killed millions of people. And Baxter said, oh, shucks, we just don't know how that happened. See, I wonder if David Rockefeller or George Soros or Ted Turner or Warren Buffett or Bill Gates hold any stock in Baxter. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling
you? Don from Denver.
Hi, John from Denver. How are you doing?
It's Don.
Okay, Don.
Okay, anyway, I had a couple questions. Number one, have you seen or heard anywhere in this healthcare bill and I have not heard anybody address it, whether or not they're thinking about going after healthcare supplements, the alternative, any people that go to and do get involved with alternative medicine. For example,
you're talking about something like the Codex.
Pardon?
You're talking about something like the Codex.
I just haven't heard anything.
Access to alternative medical products.
Well, it's just that, you know, I've heard about Codex being brought up years ago.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, it's been very quiet.
Yes, it has.
And it's been almost, I just haven't heard anything lately about, for example, they're going to be going after people who want to take, like, for example, vitamin D, vitamin C, and stuff for your immune system. I just haven't heard anything lately. And it's been very, very quiet.
It's still there. They still want to do this. The pharmaceutical industry wants to do it because they do not want the money spent on alternative medicines. They want it. And they know that if they can limit our access to alternative medicine, we'll be a lot sicker and have to buy their products or be forced to buy their products. No, I haven't heard anything at all about it. But I will tell you, if you go, do you have access to a computer?
Yes.
Go to www.lc.org. That's lc.org. Very easy to remember.
It's
the Liberty Council.
Okay.
And if you look at that, they've done a complete analysis of this draconian, what I call the Kevorkian health bill, and certainly you can check it there. I only looked at it very superficially yesterday, and I didn't see it, but that doesn't mean it's not there. There are several excellent analyses where people have actually read the 1,000 or more pages, and they created this very large bill because they don't want people to know what's in it. Most of the congressmen haven't even read it. And certainly, there is an amendment that's been put on the bill. They're trying to get on the bill that say that all the congressmen and their families will be under the bill, and they don't want that. There's certainly that amendment will be voted down. Why? Because they know that this is a Kevorkian health bill, and it is going to actually require that there will be counseling on end-of-death care after you reach 55 or 65. I think it's 65. So the congressmen don't want that for themselves and their families, but they're quite willing to have it for you. But I can't tell you about Codex, whether it's in there specifically or not, but there are all sorts of draconian things. If you go to lc.org, lclibertycouncil.org.
www.lc.org.
Yeah, it's a great site.
The other thing I was going to ask you is, admittedly, I was on vacation last week, so I didn't get to hear your program. Is there any logical explanation that everybody that seems to be out there on Wall Street, why the stock market's going up? I mean,
It
got down to about 6,500, and maybe you covered this last week, and I apologize if I'm asking, but, you know, it seems like it's just, everybody says it's, I mean, you read the Kiplinger letter, and everybody says it's over, everything's fine, everything's going to turn around and go back up. And you know what? That's what it's been doing. But are we in the eye of a hurricane, and we haven't seen part B yet coming? Or?
Absolutely. And the stock market is going up, not because the recession is over, the depression is over, the crisis is over. It's being manipulated by the working group on financial markets. And they manipulate the stock market, they're manipulating the commodities, they're manipulating the price of oil, they're manipulating the price of gold and silver. Are you acquainted with the working group on financial markets?
Yes, I've actually pulled them up.
Okay, fine. So you know that this is not simply a hysteria or make-believe. It's called the Plunge Protection Team. And they manipulate the stock market, but they know that they can manipulate our reality by manipulating the stock market. So isn't everything wonderful? I mean, Barack Obama is doing a great job. The economy is turning around. The stimulus is beginning to kick in, and pretty soon we're going to have two cars in every garage and a chicken in every pot. That was Herbert Hoover's slogan. Of course, it ended up with two chickens in every garage. But the worst is ahead. It's going to get far worse because they really want to destroy the value of our currency. And it's going to take time to do it. And actually, somebody had sent me some pages from a book written many years ago. You can still buy it. It's called The New World Order, written back in the early 30s by H.G. Wells, and there he talks about how we have to have a one-world financial system and a one-world currency before we can have a one world government. So they know that they have to destroy the current financial system and currencies throughout the world to bring about this one world government, which David Rockefeller and George Soros and certainly Ted Turner and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey and the other billionaires, they all want this because, of course, this is the ultimate goal of their God.
Well, it sounds like somebody else is calling.
All right, God bless and thanks for calling.
Well, thank you very much for your great program. Goodbye.
Is that? Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks.
And please encourage others to listen.
You bet. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, our number again is 1-877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Maureen, you hang on there. We'll be back to you as soon as we get through the break, okay?
All right.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future, and that's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse. So take a moment to let them know you care. Talk to your children about drug abuse. Someday they'll be glad you did. That's from Candace Stewart and staff at the Wild Bird Center, where they're always working to make our area a safer place for our youth, for the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation. Call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. 303-758-7575. And mention you heard this community announcement. They all wish you a happy and safe summer.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and we've got Maureen on the line. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's good, always good to hear your voice. I'm wondering, I want to confirm or not confirm something I thought I heard you say a couple of weeks ago. Years ago, there was a novel, a book called Plum Island.
Yes.
And it was about
a
government lab.
It was not a novel, it was a book. It was a documentary book of the laboratory on Plum Island, right across from Lyme, Connecticut.
That's where the novel was set. Does that place really exist?
Oh yeah, it really exists, and they
that's where they cook up viruses
there,
and vaccines and diseases and things.
Beg pardon?
That in the book, that is where that lab is where they were cooking up viruses and
they were infecting
ticks and diseases and so forth. Is that true, or was that just
growing ticks there, millions of ticks, and then infecting the birds? But why would you want to infect a bird? A bird could get off the island and fly over to Lyme, Connecticut. And they have, in my estimation, released a plague that has affected at least 2 million Americans with Lyme disease and the myriad of other infections that go along with that. And now
that's where it came from, and that's why it has that name?
Yes, that's why they call it Lyme disease, because it started in Lyme, Connecticut.
Yeah,
maybe
these
we
things
start
seem to come out of nowhere, but
disease.
They're coming out of somewhere.
Right. So this
okay.
has just come on.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about is, do you know Dr. Roger Bilica?
No, I don't.
Well, I won't take time on your program, but for some time now I've been going to let you know about him. It would be an encouragement to you, I think. I will say that on another subject, that children in school are stigmatized if their parents will not allow them to be vaccinated. They're looked at differently. That's just another pressure that is brought on people to have their children vaccinated, and it's just absolutely an abomination, in my opinion. So that's what I have to say today, and I'll let you go.
All right, fine. Well, thanks very much for calling, Maureen. Well, again, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And certainly, children should not be vaccinated because the vaccines have created terrible, terrible complications. Are vaccines effective? Yes, we've no longer seen our epidemics of measles and mumps and certainly of diphtheria and tetanus, but you have to understand that if you look at, and we actually went to the library, we tracked down the government's own statistics, and the incidence of diphtheria had fallen 99% from the year 1900 to 1944 or 1946 when they started the diphtheria immunization. And the same thing was true as far as the pertussis and the toxoid. They were down 95%. We do not see the infections in first world countries. When they tell you about all the children dying of measles, they're talking about the children in third world countries. So they use third world statistics to justify the vaccine programs here. But certainly all of these diseases have declined dramatically. Incidence of death from measles had fallen dramatically prior to, I think, about 1960, somewhere in there when they started the measles vaccination program. But, of course, I mean, certainly they are effective. They stop the major epidemics. But what harm do they do to the children? Maureen, are you still there? Well, Maureen's gone, so give us a call at 877-254-7524, and this is what people have to understand. We're talking about a massive vaccine program for the entire population put on by a public health service, which is totally controlled by people who believe in population control. Does that make you feel really safe and secure, knowing full well there are people like Ted Turner who wants to kill off, well, he really wants to kill off over 95-97% of the world's population, but he changed that to simply two-thirds of the world's population. He got too much flack when he wanted to get the world population down to 200 million, but there really are people who want that. Certainly Dr. Pianca, who is a professor there at the University of Texas. And you can look this up on the Internet, simply on your search engine, put in Texas professor. A Texas professor kill 90% population, and you'll bring up the name of Eric Pianca, and he was a professor there, and in 2006 he gave a talk talking about using Ebola or some other deadly disease to kill off 90% of the world's population. Sam Keen talked about that at the Gorbachev conference there in 1995. Certainly, you go to the Elberton, Georgia, you can see it inscribed there in stone, put up by one of these secret occult societies. But nobody ever brings this up on 60 Minutes or 2020. They don't want you to know their people like Jacques Cousteau or certainly Bertrand Russell want to kill off most of the world's population. But you can read about that and certainly in Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, page 103 and 104, where he talks about how certainly abortion isn't going to kill off enough children, and war hasn't worked very well. But if we could just have a black plague that would sweep the world once every generation, then, of course, people could procreate as much as they want to, and the world wouldn't get too crowded. Or Jacques Cousteau talked about, and you'll find this in the UNESCO Courier, November 1991. And anybody listening audience who'd like to get a copy of the pages, if you get anything else from Radio Liberty and you'd like the pages from either Bertrand Russell's book or from Jacques Cousteau's article at UNESCO Courier, where he's interviewed and he actually talks about the necessity of killing 350,000 people a day. Now, 350,000 people a day to bring the earth back in balance. When we have people like that in key positions, when we have them making statements like that, but we have so much control over the media that you will never read this through regular channels, when we're not taught that there really are people of great wealth and power who want to kill off most of the world's population, you're never told that the U.S. Public Health Service introduced a program in 1931 called the Tuskegee Study, intent upon killing 400 black men, and they killed most of them before the program was stopped in 1971. And if you haven't heard our four-tape set on Tuskegee, on the Tuskegee Study, you need to get it. You really need to get it. You need to understand the mentality of these people. And none of them were ever published. And they killed those black men. And this is right here in the United States. And they actually were instrumental in blocking the efforts to use effective public health techniques to stop the AIDS epidemic. And they've killed over 500,000 people in America. And nobody ever talks about AIDS, the unnecessary epidemic. If you haven't read my book, we still have it available, AIDS, the unnecessary epidemic. And who do we have on the line? Who's on the line?
Yes, my name's Ginger.
Well, hang on. We'll get back to you in just a moment as soon as we return here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud, has two master bedrooms with two full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
A&H Heating and Air Conditioning says, let's keep our kids away from drugs this summer. Get to know their friends, set stricter curfews, and do things together as a family. Get involved, because drug abuse is no joking matter. This message is from A&H Heating and Air Conditioning, where service is more than a word. It's a fact backed by the right know-how and experience proven by customers who wouldn't trust their work to anyone else but A&H Heating, formerly known as Valley Heating and Air Conditioning. That's A&H Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 Long Peak Street in Brighton. Call 659-1087. That's 659-1087.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and who's calling in?
Hi, this is Ginger.
Hi, how are you? Where are you from?
I'm from the Denver area.
Good to have you, and I'm just so glad we're getting into the Denver area. We need to reach those good people there. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm very interested in your discussion this morning, and it jogged a memory that I had. Something I heard, I think, I don't know if it was on your program or something else last week, referring to the Iron Mountain Report. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes. I've done an analysis of it. In fact, I think we even still carry copies of the book.
And that was done, I think, what, in the 60s or 70s? It was
somewhere
the Air Force
the 60s
or Army?
In the 70s, and it was it was written by a fellow who claimed the report was accurate, and then 20 years later he said, no, I lied, it really wasn't accurate, I made it all up based upon the things that were going there, but it basically talked about how the government was certainly going to expand its control over every aspect of the lives of the people, and was going to use all sorts of threats and fears to drive people into doing what it wanted. Go ahead.
I know that it had a section on population control, and it seems to me that one of your guests last week made a very kind of cryptic comment and said, well, there's the Air Force report that talks about a plague or pandemic in 2009. Could you address that?
I really don't recall that at all. I haven't read the report from Iron Mountain for 20 years.
Okay.
But anyway, it is a very, very... We do actually carry the book if anybody wants it. And actually, I've written about it in my newsletters. And anybody can... Well, you know, one of the things that really helps me is the Internet. And I can go up on the Internet and type in Radio Liberty, which is my newsletter. And then the subject, like Condoleezza Rice or the report from Iron Mountain. And they know my newsletters and where those various things are. So if you, I hope that'll help our listening audience. If you remember reading something in one of my newsletters and want to check it out, why, it's right there, and that's the best way to find out what newsletter it's in rather than having to read them all.
That's excellent. And so give us your site name again, please.
It's Radio Liberty is my website. And then just type in the report from Iron Mountain. And actually, Gary North wrote a wonderful book about the greening of America, and in that he goes into great detail on the report from Iron Mountain. But have there been these plans for population control and plans to kill off the majority of the world for many years? They really intend to do it. That is why I think everybody should think very seriously before taking a vaccine that these people are recommending, especially when you understand these people are on a timetable. They really are, and that's why they're rushing through, you know, certainly the financial collapse. This is all engineered. They didn't have to bring it on now, but they brought it on now because they're on a timetable, and my concern is they may be on a timetable for their genocidal programs as well.
Well, I'll say one thing, to realize that these plans, when you come across these documents and so forth, these plans have been in place at least since the 1930s and probably 1880. It's just chilling. It's just chilling.
It's been in place for thousands of years. And I don't know if you've read the writings of Manly P. Hall, but we carry his book, not in our regular catalog, but in a special catalog for researchers. You have to remember the title, The Secret Destiny of America, by Manly P. Hall. And there he talks about how these plans, at least the plan to bring democracies, enlightened democracies, to nations throughout the world, has been around for 3,000 years, and of course it ties into the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. Now, Manly P. Hall was a Satanist. I mean, he is probably the leading Satanist of the last century, of the 20th century, and he writes this, also many things in his books about how this is Luciferian and how suddenly this whole plan is Luciferian. Until people understand that, none of it makes sense. how could this thing go for generation to generation for 3,000 years? But he tells you how it can go, and certainly in his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, he shows how they've left in architecture and in pictures, and certainly all evidence of their influence. And by them, I mean the Luciferian movement since the inception of time.
When was
Once you understand that, everything begins to make sense.
When was his book written?
His book, the one I'm speaking of, Secret Destiny of America, was written in 1944. And it is available through my ministry. We get it from the Philosophical Research Foundation, or Society is the title of it. And have you seen those wonderful DVDs that Chris Pinto put out where he goes there? This is the Secret Mystery set, and certainly in the second and third of his series, that's the Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and the third one, Eye of the Phoenix. You'll actually go into the massive library they have there, and of course they talk to the gentleman who's in charge of this now, and they have books from all over the world going into the Luciferian foundation of modern day society. But we can't let the Christians and the other common people understand. There really are people out there who have a different worldview because they worship a different God, and these people really do intend to kill off most of the population of the world. That was what energized the Nazi movement. It's what's energizing the Obama movement today. And certainly, when you understand that the Luciferians were praying for months, if not years, for Obama's election, and we actually cover that in my talk on the financial Armageddon, where we simply quote from the writings of Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson of the Lucius Trust, talking about how followers were praying and praying for Obama to be elected to the presidency. You're not going to hear about that from Rush Limbaugh, but that's the truth of the matter.
And that's true. I have never heard that from him.
Well, that
brings me to another question. There seems to be this need to write books about what's coming from these secret societies. And what do you think that's about? I mean, is it like, well, it's out there and we've warned them, so they deserve what they get?
I don't
know. What's your opinion on that?
I know that David Icke writes very, very well, and most of what he says is true. But he's coming from the occult perspective. He's associated with the New Agers, and certainly is anti-Christian in his approach to things. This is a spiritual battle between the God of the Bible and, of course, Lucifer. That's what it's really all about. We're trying to get the information out, but most people just can't believe it. Anyway, hey, God, thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program here at Faith Rhythm.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area
that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We do hope you enjoy our programs, and I would love to hear from you. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you're interested in getting the books by Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist, you have to remember the title and tell our exchange when you call in at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. The exact title, The Secret Destiny of America, is a small little book. The Secret Teachings of All Ages is a very large book. If you want to know about the Luciferian foundation of this movement, that's covered in a book called The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, all written by a Satanist, all very open in telling you that, Cindy, that this Lucifer is the true God. And, of course, you'll... haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, because we document there where you can go to the writings of Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky or Albert Pike and the others and find out about it. Or you can simply, if you have the internet, simply go to the internet and type in Lucius Trust Lucifer. Lucius Trust Lucifer. It'll take you to their website, the Lucius Trust. This organization with branches in New York and in London and Geneva, you know, is a Luciferian organization. And when you go to that site, Lucius Trust Lucifer, they'll sort of poo-poo the idea, but they'll give you a link to another site, at least this is what they did last time I was there, that tells you that Lucifer really got sort of a bad rap. He's really a good guy, really loves you. And so if you just follow Lucifer, everything's going to be fine. This is what this, and I, whether it's still there, and they usually take the things down as soon as I mention them on the radio. At least we know that they're listening. Well, again, we hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk, The Forbidden Secret, on DVD, my talk on The Financial Armageddon on DVD, and there's a syllabus that goes with both of those that gives you the everything that we say, and then as well as lots of documentation. You need to get the Secret Mystery DVD set, and of course there's three of them in that, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and the Eye of the Phoenix, and you get all three of them at a decreased cost. To look at things from a biblical perspective, Pastor Billy Crone's The Final Countdown, 2-5 DVD sets with lots of videos. And Billy's a regular guest on our program, does a great job. Then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will certainly want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us. We've been hit very bad by the recession, as many people, and we could certainly use your help so we can continue to keep our network of 60 stations together as we try to bring the truth to the American people. Remember, you want to start talking about the health care bill, the Obama health care bill, is the Kevorkian, Dr. Kevorkian's health care bill. The vaccine for the bird flu, that is Dr. Mengele's vaccine. Dr. Mengele loved to experiment and on people, and this is an experimental vaccine. So we need to use their techniques. I mean, they tell us that we've got to have a health care bill because what we have is not sustainable. It's not sustainable because government got into the healthcare industry and created a crisis with Medicare, and they've run out of funds, and they're lying to us. They haven't told you that they're putting out more money on Medicare now than they're taking in. Well, what about the Medicare Trust Fund? They stole it. They stole the money and put in government IOUs. What we've got to do is get back to individual responsibility. What we've got to get back to is a system of county hospitals to provide care for the truly needy. That's the last thing they want. They want the Kevorkian health care bill. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be with you, well, till then, we'll be with you.
Fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal mid-Rosh and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North.